Hi, this is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Honey, I have something to show you, but before I do, we haven't had a chance to talk about last night yet. You know, after this spicy get-together with the neighbors, I had an amazing time with them. They are so damn kinky. And honestly, since we've met them, I feel like our bedroom life has skyrocketed. I never knew partner swapping would enhance a marriage like it has. But last night, some interesting things were laid out on the table during that kinky time. And I don't know if you heard him while he was fucking me, but as he was pounding my pussy, he mentioned that he'd love to stretch out Taylor like he was stretching me out. I mean, can you believe that? Our own 9-year-old daughter? I was like so shocked, but like embarrassingly turned on. And I think he really got off on that. Oh, you did hear him? Yeah, I guess you heard me tell him that he should fuck me harder since he was thinking about Taylor. Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed, honey. I promise. I've never thought of our daughters or little girls that way, but once he put it into my head, I got so fucking wet. And I'm sorry if that upsets you. I just want it. Oh, you're not mad. Oh, thank God. Thank God I've been panicking all day that you would think I'm some weird, like, pedo mom or something. Oh, she said something similar to you, the wife? Well, what did she say? Holy fuck. They are so damn kinky. Did you like fucking her while she talked about preteen pussy? It's okay, honey. No need to feel ashamed or embarrassed. I literally just confessed that I have some perverted desires hidden inside of me, apparently. And honestly, the thoughts have consumed my mind today, especially whenever I saw our girls this morning. You like thinking about our girls' little pussies while you were fucking our neighbor? I bet you came like you have never come before. That's what it was like for me. Fuck, I'm so turned on, honey. I really am. That's what I've been thinking about all day. The thought of your hands all over our daughter's sweet, hairless bodies. And the idea of them learning to suck your cock from me teaching them. I'm kind of obsessed with the idea now. You molesting and raping our daughters and me helping you. This is so fucking kinky saying this out loud. I can't believe I'm saying it. Are you sure you're okay with this talk? Okay, good. Babe, hold on. As much as I want to ravish you as well right now and fuck your perverted brains out, I still have to show you something, and it might just enhance our sex even more tonight. So, first, I don't know if the neighbor talked to you about this yet, but after I got done fucking the husband, we laid there and cuddled for a bit, and he told me something to mention to you. So he told me that he felt like they could trust us with their secret. Did she tell you? No? Okay. Well, he told me that they are actually a real life incest pedo family. They've been training and grooming their children since they were babies and fuck those kids every day. He mentioned it. It's like not like typical child sex where the children are all traumatized and it's dark and abusive. To be honest, he made it seem like it was the most normal thing ever. And I know it's super shocking, but you should hear him speak about it. Not only does it sound so normal, it's insanely hot when he explains it. So apparently, you know, Rose, their daughter, she turned 4 recently for her birthday. She had her first gangbang with all the men in their family, dads, uncles, grandfather, cousins. Can you believe that? Fuck. I can't even like picture that happening, but apparently it did happen. And all the girls, even their little toddler, they have sexy outfits they wear like every day for dad when he comes home. And then mom, she spends all day training them while they're homeschooled. It's just wild. I didn't even think people live like this. And really, they're the happiest family and couple I think I've ever come across. No, I'm not suggesting we dive into the lifestyle. But I think it's something that might be fun to discuss at least. I mean, I think if we even considered anything, they'd be the perfect people to get advice from. And just something for you to mull over, if you're like me, it took me a few hours to digest and make sense of it all and masturbate too. Oh my God, I know, I'm so embarrassed to admit that, but I did. Before we talked right now, I was in the bathroom rubbing myself in the bathtub thinking about the fact that we have this family that lives next door to us that have kinky sex with their own kids. And I mean, I definitely fantasized about us. I did. I was so fucking turned on thinking about training the girls for your cock. Okay. Wait a minute, before I get too out of hand and get too horny, I do have something to show you though. Okay, so you know how Taylor, she's been acting a little different lately? Yeah, she's been so sassy and acting like she's a teenager. I just chopped it up to her thinking she was 9 going on 17 or something, like typical preteen shit. But yesterday I was cleaning up her room and she had left her tablet open and unlocked. So I decided that it was an opportune time to check up on her online activity. I'm so bad at remembering to do that. But so I saw in the usage history that she spent a lot of time in this app called Telegram. I guess it's a messaging app or something, but anyways, I look around the app and I see she's in this group chat called Miss B's Bedroom. Yeah, I know. I was just as alarmed as you. So apparently, this is a group chat where Miss B is this taboo audio creator. And babe, let me tell you, these audios, holy shit. We need to listen to them together for our own enjoyment. Like recently, she posted this one about an accomplice that encourages the listener to imagine what it's like to fuck an unconscious little girl. Like, this woman has no limits to these audios, and they are just, wow. Yeah, I know. I didn't know this stuff existed. And admittedly, earlier in the bathroom, I was listening to her audios while fantasizing and fingering myself. I know. I'm so bad, honey. I'm so bad. But back to the craziness that our 9-year-old daughter is in this group. Now, you're either going to love or hate this. I'm leaning towards you loving it, but I guess our little 9-year-old is masturbating now. Yeah, I know. I was shocked too. I didn't start masturbating until I was 11 years old. But our daughter, so she found this group from another group on Telegram that centered around a particular kink. Daddy-daughter kink. I swear to God, honey, I'm not making this up. Your daughter has been watching, listening, and reading daddy-daughter incest porn. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure our preteen daughter wants to fuck you. Can you believe it? Okay, so we'll come back to this delicious revelation later, but there's a few girls in this group, and they all post something called captions of themselves, including Taylor. No, don't worry. She's not posting nude pictures of herself. I checked. They're all clothed pictures. Now, some of them are a bit, I guess, like a tease. Like, the worst I saw was her in a t-shirt and panties. And then another one in her dance outfits, like the little leotards, but nothing nude, okay? So don't worry. Yeah. So a caption is a picture that's been edited with words on it, and it's always, like, very sexual. And babe, you're going to die whenever you see what our daughter has been saying on her photos. Okay, you want to see some? All right, prepare yourself. I'm just saying, prepare yourself, because you are just going to die. All right, let me pull some of them up. Okay. All right, here's one. So here she is in her regular school uniform after school, holding her panties in her hands, and she edited this picture to create this caption to say, whenever you come home from school and realize your panties are soaked from thinking about daddy all day. I mean, can you believe this? This is literal proof that your daughter is turned on by her father, you. And look how devious she looks too. I mean, damn, I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, but Taylor looks fucking hot. You look a little speechless, honey, but here's the part that really got me going. The comments. Mm-hmm. The comments from the men in this group here. Listen to this comment from this caption. So Nigel, this username Nigel, says, "Wow, Taylor, you are so hot. If I was your daddy, I would skip the panties and dive right between your legs every day." And then Taylor replies to him. Here's what she says. She says, I really wish my dad would do that. Can you believe your 9-year-old daughter is such a slut for her daddy? I mean, how does that make you feel? God damn it, honey. Yeah, take that cock out right now. Take it out and show me. Show me how hard you are for your daughter. That's right. Show me daddy's hard cock. Oh my goodness, you're hard as a fucking rock. And you know who that's for? Your own daughter. Stroke for your preteen daughter, do it. Yeah, look at this pic of her and her school uniform holding up her cotton panties. Yeah, that bald little pussy is yours, isn't it? That's your pussy to claim. Now imagine if we turned into the neighbors next door and started training our girls to be daddy's little cock sleeves. You like that idea? Yeah, you do. You're leaking for it. All right. Let's look at more of Taylor's captions and the filthy, perverted things these men say to her. Keep stroking your daddy cock. All right, now here's another caption she made. Here she's in her dance leotard looking so damn adorable. And look at what she edits the photo with. It says, "Good girls learn how to shake their ass for nasty pedophiles." What a little fucking cock tease with a filthy imagination. Yeah, why don't you stroke for our preteen daughter knowing just how to use her tight little body for perverts. And stroke to your own daughter. Yeah, you nasty perverted daddy. I know you notice those puffy lips outlined in her leotard. And I want you to imagine a life where those puffy lips are yours to devour and spread open for your cock whenever you want it. You want that? Yeah, being able to fuck your daughter whenever daddy's cock is needy for a tight fuck hole? Where mommy lays right beside Taylor and rubs her clit and tweaks her tiny little nipples while daddy stretches her out. I think you like that idea, pedo daddy. Well, let's look at what these pervs say to her, okay? Check this out. So this user named MRPS says, "Taylor can shake her cute little bubble butt for him. An easily tempted uncle. He says Taylor needs to come sit on uncle's lap so he can put his hands all over her." And I don't know about you, but the thought of pedos groping, fingering, and stuffing our daughter makes me so fucking wet. Yes, the image of adult hands feeling all over her body while I watch. God, fuck. And look at this other caption, sweetie. Yeah, that our daughter made. I don't want you to forget that she made these. So this one, this one might make you want to bust, but don't come yet. No, I'm not done with you. Now, look at her. Just look at her straddling her teddy bear and just panties and a t-shirt, wearing pigtails and the fucking look on her gorgeous face. I've never seen our daughter with such lust in her eyes, especially considering she's only 9 fucking years old. But she edited this picture to say, "Hoping daddy walks in and finds me humping my teddy bear." Babe, I cannot say it enough. Your daughter wants you to fuck her. I mean, just look at this. Look. I mean, first of all, she's masturbating, which is just so fucking hot considering she's so young. And secondly, she's fantasizing about you, her own fucking father. And this user named Need to Please, says if he was Taylor's daddy and found her like this, he would lay her down and tell her to keep humping, but do it right on his face. God damn it. I can't handle how hot the perv comments are, babe. I have to start rubbing right now. It's too hot. I'm sure you don't mind, right? If I join in masturbating with you. Now, let's look. Let's look at these nasty perverts. Oh my God, this pervert is so sick. It's so hot. All right, so this guy named Dave, he says, if you need to pee, I have a willing mouth to suck every drop of your delicious child pussy juices. And you know, I love this perv, Dave. I look through the most of the history in this group, and he's been trying to talk Taylor into seducing me. Or saying that I should be training and enjoying my daughter sexually. Do you know how much that turns me on, babe? Oh, God, to think about fucking my daughter like a filthy pedo lesbian. God, I would eat our two daughters out daily if I could, fingering and stretching their fuck holes so you can fuck them afterwards. You like that idea, honey? Yeah. Watching your wife fuck your daughters, making out with them, teaching them how to lick mommy's pussy like good little sluts. Yeah, God. Are we turning into pedophile parents? I don't even care how taboo and forbidden this is. Nothing else has me turned on so much. And nothing ever has made me have to rub myself like this. Oh, and here, look down here. Look at this. That user, MRPS, he asks if Taylor has a little sister and she tells all these perverts all about her little sister. Look at them. Look at them. Look at this history. They're getting all excited that Tatum is only 6 years old. And that user, Piano Man, he asked of Taylor if she'll make some captions of Tatum. And babe, God, I'm so horny for the idea of just a bunch of perverts jerking off to both of my daughters. So tell me, sweetie, tell me, which one was your favorite picture? Which was your favorite picture, Taylor? Oh, the teddy bear? Okay, here. I'm going to hold this right here. And you're going to come tribute your own daughter. You're just going to come all over the tablet, coming for your own daughter. There you go. Yeah. And there's no turning back after this, babe. There's no turning back because you're going to come for your own daughter. And you know we're going to want more. And I want more. I do. I want to fuck our kids like the neighbors do. I want to be the nastiest, naughtiest pedo mommy for you. Yeah, teaching our girls how to please us sexually. Feeding our girls your cum every single day. Your own personal daughter fuck dolls. Come for your own daughter, babe. Yeah, come all over that horny little preteen who's desperate for daddy's special love. That's it, baby. That's it. Empty your balls for your own daughter. Give her daddy's load. Oh my God, yes. Yes, so much fucking cum, baby. Oh my God. Oh, I've never seen you cum this hard. Fuck. Oh my God. Gosh, look at your cum just dripping down the screen all over your daughter. This is so damn hot. It is, and it just proves to me I need to see this in real life. Yeah, I need your cum dripping down Taylor's chin, all over that flat chest, leaking out of her puffy little pussy. Holy shit, we are a couple of pervs. Who knew? I mean, who knew? Because, oh my God, that was such a big load, honey. Damn, look at that. So, What do you say we walk over to the neighbors and have a discussion about their lifestyle for, our own research?